Finally, there is no avoiding it today. It's Iowa time for the 2016 presidential candidates, which means the good people of Iowa are doing that thing they do every 4 years, you know, caucusing. David Taylor is head of news for The Guardian U.S., and he's at the media center in Des Moines, Iowa right now. So I'm an American born and bred. I know with a caucus, voters are not trudging to the polls throughout the day to cast their ballots. But that is about all I know, David. So since you're a foreigner, you've got to explain this to your readers. I'm going to have you explain it to us right now. How does this whole caucus business work?
All right. Well, let me take a stab at it. So, you know, there are some golden numbers here. There are 99 counties in Iowa and 1,681 precincts, which are neighborhoods like any rural community. And we're going to be seeing this evening people coming together in their communities at gymnasiums, school halls, churches. And it's on either side of the political divide, it's going to be a night that starts with speeches. People will be able to stand up and act as surrogates for their favored candidates. And there's a very different process on either side. So the Republicans, it's quite straightforward in the sense that you hear what people have got to say, and then it's a secret ballot where you write down on a bit of paper who you want to be the nominee, and the world learns in a couple of hours what's going to go on. The Democrats have a far more fiendish, more complicated dance where what's going to happen at a precinct is people will gravitate towards different corners of the room where there will be, as it were, a sort of captain for each candidate, Hillary and Bernie and Martin O'Malley. And the way the system works is you have to have 15% at least of those who are in the room in order to be able to call any Iowa delegates your own. And then there's this curious game goes on where if, let's say, Martin O'Malley, who's way down in the polls, doesn't make 15%, his supporters are going to be invited to either switch sides or go home, and they could gravitate towards Bernie or towards Hillary. And here we are in a democracy, you know, where in a general election, everyone is entitled to their secret ballot. And so different in the caucus, they have to do it in public. You know, everyone can see which camp you're in. You're standing there and it's a head count.
Yeah, and are there literally people like walking over to the other side of the room if, you know, those changes
happen?
Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. We were laughing, my colleagues and I, last night that there's this 1970s children's TV program in the UK called Run Around, where kids have to dash across a TV studio and they line up behind an answer that they want to say is correct. And then at the last minute, they all change sides to try and foil the opposition. So there's the potential for a bit of gamesmanship. So I think people can expect some shenanigans tonight.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if there is any ritual or event in the UK, political or otherwise, through which decisions are made that resemble the caucus system, but you just kind of gave it away.
A children's game show. I think it's if you haven't got it by now, you should look that one up on YouTube.
So big differences from a primary. I mean, this is non-binding. There are no delegates involved and people aren't going out and voting all day, right? Other than that, what are the other differences?
I think it's fair to say that none of us truly understand how the Iowa delegate system works, that this is only the first sort of throat clearing, really, of the state, you know, and then it goes into some smoke-filled rooms where deals may be done. And the suggestion is, you know, that Bernie feels that he's, even if he loses on the night in the vote, he's still got delegates shored up because he knows that he's got, you know, friends in unions and what have you. So I think I'm going to be lying if, although I feel like I might have be on the way to a PhD in caucusing. I would be lying if I said I'd passed it.
David Taylor, head of news for The Guardian U.S., speaking with me from Des Moines, Iowa. David, thanks very much for the primer on the Iowa caucus. I don't know how I made it out of social studies without it, but somehow I did.
Very good. Well, it was really great to talk to you, and I hope we're all a bit more intelligent on the other side.
And that'll do it for us today from the Nan and Bill Harris studios here at WGBH in Boston. We'll be back with you tomorrow.
PRI, Public Radio International.